As you may know, or you might have felt yourself, the Washington area was hit with a small earthquake early this morning, 3.6 magnitude, about 5 o'clock this morning. Jessica Segala is a geophysicist with the U.S. Geological Survey, and she joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what do we know about this latest quake?
Okay, so it happened at about 5:04 this morning, and we have a preliminary magnitude of 3.6, and it was located in the Gaithersburg, Germantown area.
And how unusual is it to have an earthquake in Washington? I've lived here for 20 years and don't remember any.
It's pretty unusual. We do see small earthquakes pretty much everywhere in the world. The last one in this area within about 20 miles was in May of 2008, and that magnitude was only a 2.0.
So let's talk about what this means for USGS. Were you guys ready? Are you staffed 24/7? Did you go on, you know, DEFCON 1? Tell me what things are happening over there.
Sure. We are staffed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There's somebody here all the time. And so when an earthquake happens, we are able to locate it and figure out how big it is magnitude-wise pretty quickly because we're here. And so we know it happens right away.
All right.
And, of course, if an earthquake happens in a very populated area such as this one, we get a lot of phone calls, and so we have to inform the public pretty quickly as well.
And can you give us a little background on the fault lines? I mean, everyone knows about the big San Andreas fault in California, I guess it is, and, you know, the major places. But what kind of grounding is the D.C. area on top of?
Right. That's a little tricky just because the earthquakes happen less frequently over on the eastern side of the U.S. than they do on the western side. And because of that, we don't know the fault structures very well. And so when we do get earthquakes like this, they do help us to identify those faults. So unfortunately, I do not know the name of this specific fault.
Oh, well, that's okay. We don't know it either. I mean, I think until about an hour and a half ago, we didn't know we were on one.
We would never fault you for that.
So you had mentioned that this is a 3.6 magnitude. What does that mean exactly?
Okay, so 3.6 is just the magnitude telling us how big it is on the seismogram. And for this example, a 3.6, magnitudes don't really tell people what they mean. I like to tell people what intensities are.
Okay.
People are more familiar with intensities because they actually tell you what people feel. And so in the Gaithersburg and Germantown area, I'm seeing people reporting intensities of threes and fours. And so what that means is that people are feeling it, or like if they were asleep, they felt it, and it may have woken them up. It may have felt like a truck passing by, things were rattling on their shelves, and things hanging like a chandelier may have been swinging back and forth. And so that's what people feel. May have felt, and I have actually heard reports of people actually feeling those things.
Yeah, we've been hearing reports of, you know, china shaking in the cabinets or mm-hmm. wine glasses rattling, things of that nature. So that's about what you would feel from a 3.6. Here in at Federal News Radio, we're in a fairly sturdy brick old building in D.C., and we didn't feel a thing. Is that standard, too?
It's very standard. Some people may not have felt it at all, and like you were saying, it's just very faint. It just depends on what type of building you're in, what kind of ground your building was built on. A 3.6 in eastern United States versus a 3.6 in western United States is going to be completely different. One, they feel them all the time, so they're just like, oh, it's another earthquake. But also the bedrock, the stuff that your buildings are built on, are way different. Over on the western United States, it's still active, and so all the mountains, you know, there's just a lot of bedrock that mm-hmm. absorbs all of the energy. Over on the East Coast, you don't have that. When something shakes, it goes everywhere. So we're seeing it being felt pretty much all over Maryland.
I see. So a 3.6 out west is not going to do what it does here.
Right, because the bedrock just absorbs the energy pretty quickly. Whereas over where you are, it just kind of goes everywhere.
We're speaking with Jessica Segala. She's a geophysicist with the U.S. Geological Survey this morning. And I guess you are every day. Now, it's said that we're getting emails, and I noticed it yesterday, that yesterday animals were nervous. So that's not a myth, isn't it? Is there usually some kind of unfelt to humans, but maybe felt by animals, precursor to the actual quake?
Yeah, that's something that we don't really know about, just the whole predicting by animals, just because We don't do that here.
not your. And speaking of cool jobs, as we have been all week, you have a pretty cool job. If you don't mind, what's your background? How you got to be a geophysicist and with the federal government?
Yeah, sure. I've always been interested in geology since I was a little kid. I was always collecting rocks. My mom was always, you know, like, why did you bring another rock home? And so my parents kind of helped me out with the whole science thing. And I've just enjoyed math and science since I was a kid. And so I decided to study geology when I went to college. And I actually studied geophysics, which I kind of like geology and physics, and that kind of combines the things. And earthquakes, it's just really interesting and fascinating just to see how the earth moves. And my job specifically, I'm able to help people out. We locate the earthquakes, and we can tell people what's going on right away. So that if it is a large earthquake and aftershocks are a possibility, we're able to tell people to be careful, you know. And if it's in a coastal area, like with the Chile earthquake, we're able to tell people, oh, there may be a tsunami, so you should prepare yourself this way. So I like being able to help the world out.
And one of the things you do is, like you just said, you are able to say, oh, here's the earthquake. Now here's what's going to happen. Tell our audience, please, what's going to happen next. What can people expect?
From this earthquake, just because it doesn't happen very often, I don't have any definites. There may be smaller aftershocks. We usually see aftershocks with shallower earthquakes, meaning that they're really close to the surface. And I have heard from some people that they have felt smaller aftershocks, smaller earthquakes. And
yeah,
so
we've been hearing that too.
Yeah. Yeah, they may continue maybe throughout the day or the next few days. It's hard to predict that kind of thing.
Was this a shallow earthquake? I'm sorry for interrupting. Was it shallow?
No, that's fine. Yeah, we have it at about 3 miles beneath the surface right now.